On this week's show, discussing DBIA VDC Leadership Exchange and the DBIA Conference and Expo with Brian Skripak.
Construction is the world's oldest industry but spends the least amount of money on innovation. When we realized people outside the construction industry didn't typically associate construction with technology like virtual reality, apps, and robotics, we started the ConTech Crew. Each week, we bring our listeners the latest in ConTech news and interview the minds behind the technological innovations changing the way we build. So strap in, enjoy the ride, and geek out. It's ConTech Crew time.
That's right, we're not doing news today. We're doing another conference pre-show because, well, I love conferences and it's conference season. So why not get involved in another one, but also get you introduced to another one of the minds behind building conferences, building environments for all of us to share. Brian, I'm stoked to sit down with you today, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Jeff?
Man, I'm awesome. It's about halfway through conference season. The Dorks and I just did an episode on kind of halftime and what we're seeing. So I'm kind of excited about the rest of it. So I think we're going to have an awesome time diving in. Everybody listening in knows. First, we got to pause for the cause.
Construction in general is a highly stressful environment, and you see the stress. And you always get the "I'm fine" answer, but always try to dig a little deeper because people say, you know, I haven't been sleeping great and I'm really eating crappy food and I feel anxious, I feel depressed, I feel, you know, we'll start to really get into those conversations and figure out what's going on to check in and see where am I now and how do I keep from going down that rabbit hole. There's some great resources. And if you go to brentdarnell.com/resources, first, there's an emotional intelligence and physical symptom survey test. So we get your emotional profile and we get your physical profile based on physical symptoms, and we can tell how your body's working. And then we can correlate those two. And if you're experiencing burnout, it will show up in probably both of those evaluations. It's free. You just download it and do it. And just so see where you are. And if burnout's the top two or three that pop up and show up there, I would pay attention. And start to really look at what are you doing with stress and nutrition and sleep and exercise and daily reflection and those kinds of things that we know we need to do to keep us healthy and keep us sane and keep us on track.
All right. Remember to check us out on YouTube. I'm actually seeing those subscribers come in. So I am digging those subscriptions. Keep them up. That's right. When I'm sitting on my own and I need a little hit of those endorphins, I look for those subscriptions. So keep on subscribing and keep on growing, guys. We need you. At the ConTech Crew, we focus on technology that solves industry problems, and we've always believed in our sponsors. So much so that I went to work for one of them. So today, I want to talk to you about Join. Every construction project is a unique prototype, and it's actually shaped by thousands of decisions that impact the owner's business case, design, and the budget. Today, the communication driving these decisions is disjointed across all the stakeholders. Work happens in email, Excel, estimating, resulting in delays, waiting for decisions, waiting for access to information, and sometimes that information is outdated and incomplete. Managing the expectations of the team and keeping the project moving forward is a constant challenge, and a lot of times drives skepticism amongst the contributors. Join empowers general contractors to build with confidence and maximize the potential of every project by connecting these owners through new workflows that fit into your existing processes. We bring design teams and trade partners into a single platform. There's transparency and collaboration in the decision making, which builds trust and sets projects up for success. You might be asking yourself, do you need another tool? Well, let me tell you, Join fits in seamlessly with your processes and your other tools. In fact, we're here to help those other tools. Regardless of your estimating system or your project management process, Join will be a valuable added resource without disrupting those other systems and your teams. Check out Join, the collaborative project delivery platform for the built environment. Learn more at join.build. All right, we're back. Brian, before we dive into DBIA and the VDC leadership and the expo, tell us a little bit about, for the listeners that don't know, what is DBIA? And we'll get into a little bit of you.
Yeah, DBIA is the Design Build Institute of America. We're basically a professional organization that's focused on the development and sharing of best practices for design build. So a little bit different than where like AIA is based on architects and AGC is based on the builders and all the other groups. We're focused on that collaborative delivery model. So we have a really unique perspective where we have architects, engineers, builders, contractors, trade contractors, owners, lawyers, academics, technologists, pretty much the whole cross-section of the industry that is engaged in a more collaborative delivery model, you know, trying to, you know, drive that as a better way to deliver projects for the built environment.
Yeah, it's an awesome little thing too, that there's not a lot of organizations where we do see the cross-section being involved, right? At the AGC, at the AIA, at a couple of those others, we see, you know, representatives of them. But this, they're all bought in and they're members and they're practicing. In fact, some of you may, you know, recognize some of the professional certifications. So DBIA, not just an org, right? You guys do some professional certifications, training. You're focused on some of that, right?
We have a pretty broad curriculum that's focused again on, you know, design build and building those, you know, collaborative teams that are based on trust and transparency and execution. We have a certification program that goes along with that. I myself am a certified design build professional. I've taken the courses and, you know, walk the walk. I think that's one of the interesting things. You can become a associate DBIA member, which means you understand the basis, but ultimately to become a full credentialed DBIA professional, you have to show experience doing design build work. So, it's an opportunity, you know, one that we've seen even for owners to say, hey, how many design build credentialed team members do you have, right? You know, we talk about design build done right being our tagline, right? That's the, you know, the proof behind it, right? You've done this and you've exhibited your expertise in this area of the market, whether, you know, you're a designer, a builder, or whatever.
So much of construction is trust, right? And you know, we have certifications. Engineers have their certifications. Architects have their certifications. They're out there. Electricians, et cetera. But this is really a certification around, hey, we get the process, we've implemented, you can trust that we've been trained in it and we've delivered on it, which I think really provides a great playing field for all the teams to come together, select one another, and move forward, right? They got some commonality in language, those kinds of things. So if you guys haven't checked out DBIA, you really need to check it out. In fact, it came to me later in my career, and I've been fascinated with learning more, getting involved on the local level, so it's been really fun. One of the reasons I jumped in as a technologist was because of you, Brian. So talk a little bit and let people know a little bit about you personally and how you got here and ultimately, you know, came over and what you're doing personally at DBIA.
Yeah, my background is architecture by education. I practiced for about 7 or 8 years, and then I, you know, took one of those turns in 05 and got focused in the whole BIM world. So became a BIM manager, evolved into some, you know, various leadership roles on that. And then about 2 years ago, I was looking to do something different. I was heavily engaged in my previous job in design build projects. And I saw the value of all that project delivery model brought. You know, we were able to communicate better. You know, we talk about collaboration and trust and having those discussions. So many things can be figured out for the benefit of the project when you have a collaborative team sitting down discussing and planning how you're going to deliver work and what the best way to do that work is. And I really saw that. So I had, you know, reached out to my former boss and, you know, to kind of get some of her career advice. And, you know, we had worked together for quite a while and, you know, just asked her, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm looking to do something different. I'm thinking this, and, you know, maybe it was a contractor move, maybe it was an owner side move. Like, how could I advance my career and help move the industry forward? And then it was pretty wild. It couldn't have been more than a week later. She called me back and said, you need to call Lisa Washington at DBIA. And I'm like, why am I going to call Lisa Washington at DBIA? I'm like, what is, she's like, they want to create a VDC and a, you know, design construction technology department. You know, this would be perfect. And I called Lisa and had a great conversation about where she wanted to go. And it was, you know, definitely in alignment with where I was looking to grow and to be able to take an organization that I had, you know, become a, you know, credential member of and was working with and speaking at and, you know, seeing what they were doing to say, hey, yeah, I can absolutely go lead the charge around, you know, this virtual design and construction. And it really becomes much broader than that too. You know, the term does have a, you know, a BIM technology focus, right? You know, how we virtually design and construct buildings, but it's really about the application of technology, not only in design and construction, but through turnover and operations. This connected environment that we can create, this digital transformation that the industry's on going through is really what we want to talk about. And it's really at all those levels. And I think that's the exciting part of my job, to really help grow the conversation. You know, all of these tools and technologies and processes are really valuable on their own, but when you can partner those with project delivery method, with a project delivery methodology like design build, it really allows them to grow and provide even more value than either of those two things would on their own. So I think it's a perfect marriage between technology and project delivery.
Yeah, that's the you nailed a bunch of things there that I think are interesting for me as when I got involved. You know, working with Join, we doubled down on collaborative delivery models, especially design build being something that we're super focused on, and we were learning about it. And it was so cool to see. I had heard people like Alex Belkoffer and others talk about design build and DBIA, but it was always, you know, people in process. And we knew that technology had to be laid down over top of it. And classically, that comes in the form of BIM and then virtual design and construction. But I kept telling folks, like, I think Lisa and Brian are starting there, but I think they're going bigger, right? Yeah. I think this is about the integration of technology across that professional design build platform of delivering projects. Because we all know, like, it is the people, it is the process, but then we've got to accelerate it with tech because we just don't have enough people. We don't have enough time. Nobody's slowing down what they're building, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, we see gaps, but...
Yeah. Well, and it's fun to go, like, we were both at Groundbreak, you know, a few weeks ago, and to see the, you know, that's not a BIM conversation there. Certainly that's, you know, that's part of it, right? But there is such a broad spectrum of all of these technologies and advancements that are coming at us that can really, you know, augment what we do and, you know, help evolve so many different challenges that we're doing. You know, we, you know, try to, you know, break away from the old method. We talk about break away from design, bid, build, right? And that confrontational mentality that comes after the drawings go out and the contractor gets them and the, you know, the finger pointing starts. But there's also a, you know, a progress that we need to look at in how we execute the work that we're doing and, you know, look beyond those old ways. You know, let's not rely on paper. We don't have to rely just on a spreadsheet. We don't have to rely on a Word document. There could be, you know, in a highlighter to go over things. There's so many other ways that we can, you know, that we can communicate and, you know, do our work more effectively.
Yeah. And those tools provide clarity, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the obstacles that we've seen to design build, but any collaborative delivery method really taking hold is we're leaning on an old set of tools to help a new process. And it's like, no, that doesn't work. Like, we have to be sitting in a room together and yeah, trying to digest it and debate it all at once. And hey, we've got all these new tools for visualization and for communication and to collaborate on things and to get ahead so that when we hit meetings together, teams getting stuff done, mm-hmm, projects moving forward. Mm-hmm. And classically, I mean, design build wasn't going to make it if we had to wait for every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks to do something, yeah, right? We got to be able to do things in between, move things forward fast. And teams were doing that. You know, don't get me wrong. It's not like they weren't. it's just, man, were they fighting an uphill battle, you know, as we see, you know, pushing that big rock up the hill consistently. And technology's like, wait a minute, we're going to help you with this. Like, yeah, we can move fast.
Well, and I think it's the time in between those meetings, right? That's where you have those collaborative tools also provide a level of transparency and allow that conversation to continue just as if you were face to face with somebody. And I think that's one of the biggest advancements. It's not that stop and wait for the next meeting. You're constantly making decisions. You're agreeing to, you know, changes that are occurring in the design and, you know, getting answers to construction issues because you have that whole team approach that's just inherent in design build. And now you have the technology that's allowing you to communicate in a way that's getting those processes. It's not fill out an RFI and email it to somebody, wait till they get it in their email, right? Now you have tools where it's interactive and the communication's giving us a notification on our phone and, you know, the opportunity to, you know, close the gap on that timeframe to turn those things around is significant.
Yeah, and I'm excited to talk about where you're taking it with the VDC Leadership Exchange and a couple of other things, because, you know, that's always that beginning point, right? Anybody listening in who's been a longtime listener is like, hey, Jeff, you're not telling us anything we don't already know. And I'm like, yeah, but you got to start somewhere. This is going to go even further, right? Because, you know, just getting away from the RFIs and the waiting in an email, and now you've got alerts. Talk a little bit about sort of the idea behind the VDC Leadership Exchange. And because little preview coming up, we have, it's on October 31st is the VDC yep. Leadership Exchange. It's an opening half day before the DBIA Conference and Expo, which follows right afterwards. And Brian, you've kind of built out and worked with your team on growing this VDC leadership. Talk a little bit about what that is, and then I'll give a little of my take on it.
Sure. So, you know, kind of going back 2 years ago, I think it was actually 2021 in Denver, was the first design build conference that I had attended as a staff member, right? I was on board on DBIA. We had a few technology, you know, centric presentations. And, you know, Lisa and I sat down afterwards and started a plan for, well, how do we grow this? You know, right? We provide so much education. It's so important for us to share those best practices with our members in the industry. You know, what do we do next year? And it evolved into a track. So we had a track. We had about 100 people on average at our sessions, which were probably 5 or 6, 7 sessions over the course of the conference. So, you know, 2,500 people deciding which of the 5, 6 tracks they're going to. So we're pretty happy with that. And then this year we had a huge response to the call for presentations, and we really said, well, we need to grow this. And, you know, the first step of that growth was to, you know, take advantage of the pre-conference time that we had and put this half day workshop together. So we start at 1 o'clock. We go through 6 o'clock, and then we'll, you know, kind of carry on into the welcome reception for the event. But it's really about, you know, building the community within DBIA, which I think historically we've had senior leaders of these design build firms, right? We've had construction managers, we've had design managers, project managers who are coming to learn and, you know, share their experiences. And those people may or may not be heavy VDC literate, heavy tech literate. And they say, well, we have a group of people who do that on our projects, right? We have great leaders. They got it and can handle it. So at one level, we want to bring those leaders into the conversation and build a community with them, but also educate those senior leaders on maybe the value that they can bring to the project at a much higher and broader level. And it's not always just about, I'm going to grab, you know, Steve to come in and do clash detection, and then he's going to leave and go on and do it on the next project. Or, hey, we get the whole BIM thing, right? Julie wrote a BIM execution plan at the beginning, and she went and did that on the next project, right? And it's these little, it's not necessarily the snap-on thing. We want to show that it's a holistic approach that can integrate into project delivery. And it should be something that's planned for from the outset through turnover to really provide value for the entire project. And I think if the goal is to close the gap between those two those two sets of people and bring them together to really evolve how we use technology in design build.
Yeah, that's what I saw in it. It's so cool to see because it's usually like I'm at a tech conference and there's tech people. And then I'm at like an industry centric and there's the leaders. Mm-hmm. And they're always talking about, oh, well, I have a person for that, or I have people for that, or a department. It's like, no. That's not how this is going to work. And we still need to educate those folks, right? So you've specifically have a track that's for those really down and dirty. You're going to learn a bunch of stuff. You're going to see what other people are doing. Leadership from we do VDC and we do BIM, we do technology. But this other track is about how do you harness the power and integrate it? And it'll be approachable. A lot of times we're just not approachable. Yeah. And I think that's going to be unique, especially because you have the wrapper of DBIA, right? You have the wrapper of everybody has a standard understanding or a common understanding of what process we're trying to drive forward. So it's super unique. And man, you have a list of people that are coming. I'm like, of course, you know, here at the show, we like to promote our old friends that have been on the show before. So, you know, we already mentioned Alex. Johnny Fortune from Nibs is going to be there. Tessa Lau from Dusty Robotics is going to be there. And I thought that was an interesting one for me because, you know, Alex and the McCarthy team talk a ton about the integrated virtual builder. Mm-hmm. It speaks to exactly what you guys are doing, right? Yeah. But to support the integrated virtual builder, we need standards. Right? We need to all be, DBIA gives us a standard platform to talk about when it comes to delivery method and contract method. NIBS gives us an idea of how to write a BIM execution plan and how to have a set of standards, the building standards mm-hmm. that match, right?
Yep.
And then someone like Tessa, which, you know, everybody hears Tessa and they think about robotics, right? I do. I mean, immediately I'm thinking about the Dusty Robot, right? But I go all the way back to when I first met her at Autodesk University, and her thing was we took building information modeling. So we took what we built into the office, and that's where we could design it. And her goal at Dusty the entire time is now how do we take virtually that and bring it back to the field and start this flow of information in a 360. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we think of robotics, but with her, I really think of VDC circling out. So,
yeah.
I mean, these are the kind of things you're bringing. So I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I did a presentation in Austin last week, and we had this very conversation, which rolled into another one of our presentations, actually, that Alex and I will be doing a part of. This is reliability on the model, right? It's fantastic that you have a technology and this kind of, you know, autonomous robotics conversation ongoing in construction. But think about the quality of the information you need to feed it to execute on what's there, right? You have to plan for that. You can't just start doing stuff and later and say, oh, we're going to feed that in the robot that's going to lay out the walls and floor penetrate. Oh, wait, you're going to do what? No, you got to look at the drawings, right? You know, that's your hurdle in design, bid, build, right? But you know, when you have that whole team approach that we talked about, you're saying, hey, as the design builder, we want to be able to leverage robotics on the project, right? This has become part of our DNA, right? This is how we do work. We're augmenting it with this other technology. So how can we plan for, you know, being able to do this? And when can we rely on that information? You know, now you're pool planning and thinking, hey, we're fast tracking this project. We want to do this. Now, when is this information going to be, you know, kind of solidified and tied down so we can start to use it while you're still progressing other things? And that's just that one little conversation becomes really the idea of why this needs to be so holistic throughout the project delivery approach. And, you know, engaging the people who can contribute that. But also, it's not just about engaging them, but educating your peers on the team to do it. And you mentioned Alex, and I always love, he's got, I should know the guy's name, who's on the slide with all the computers and one of his colleagues. Yeah. And he does such a good job about saying, you know, we got to meet people where they're at, right? You know, you have to impart on them that the technology can help them. It's not about me doing something alongside you with your job. It's them embracing that workflow and those tools to better do their job. And he always speaks about it really, really well. And I think that's so true. And you started touching on that before. That's where we're going to see success. That's where teams are going to drive value for the work that they're doing, have that. You know, at DBIA, we talk about using these, you know, people, process, and technology to drive design excellence, to increase quality and productivity, and improve lifecycle cost. You know, those we can achieve those goals when we take that approach.
Yeah, and you're putting the people together to drive it forward, and we will never get away from garbage in, garbage out.
Right? Yeah,
we've got to fix that. Computers can't fix it for us. That's up to us to fix. So, and you know, I would be remiss if I didn't plug myself. I get to be there, but this time as a moderator, guys. So, I get a chance to have Kyle Hudson from Via Technic, which most people think of Via Technic as your BIM and VDC outsourcing, but they actually have a product, Precogs, that's working on some of the data side of things. So the group I'm with, you know, Nathan Rodriguez Fuller from Coda, another technology quality in the field, and then our Clay Starr from Esri. So for me, you guys want to come and hear about BIM and VDC are great. All these things are great, but we've always thought about technology in the realm of a computer. Construction doesn't happen in a computer. It happens in space. And there is data that is created. There's a life cycle management to it. There's all of those things to it. And how do we connect different technologies together to facilitate the process? So if you want to hear a little bit about that and see me and the guys on the stage, it'll be a lot of fun for me personally, because this is where it's not one ring to rule them all. There's not one technology here. If it was, Brian would be like, hey, this is the VDC Leadership Exchange brought to you by Jeff's cool technology company that answers your problems. And then you'd come in and I'd be like, all right, you buy my stuff and now let's have a party. And that's not how it works. It's we wish it was. I mean, I wish it was, because then I'd be winning, right? But no, it's not that way. So talk a little bit about some of the, because you saw a bunch of, I'd say, common threads through some of those submissions. That's why you put us together when you talked to me about putting in space. What are some of the other, in the leadership exchange that you saw? And then this is going to be so cool to roll straight into the national conference.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was, we set up these two tracks, right? We wanted to have a deep dive, to bring in the tech savvy individuals and educate and advance them, but also have something for the non-traditional VDC practitioner. So the common threads that we saw, it really shook out really well. It made it super easy to put these four together, because the first one is we had multiple presentations on robotics. And so we have Brian Ringley from Boston Dynamics. We mentioned Tessa from Dusty Robotics. And we have Peter Cooperman from Black Buffalo 3D, which is, if you're not familiar with, is a full-scale on-site, printing houses. They have this cementitious material. They're doing a lot of innovative things about full-scale construction on site. Mention yours. What are the other technologies outside of BIM, right? We think of, a building information model, and that's kind of bound by four walls. Well, there's this whole geospatial integration that's out there, and Esri's obviously leading the charge. So, why is that important? How do those things tie together? And, Coda, you talk about quality. Integration and, working with those models and the data side of it, and Precogs, Kyle, what they've done from a knowledge retention, we can't continue to go by making the same mistakes over and over and over again. So how do you take that knowledge out of one person's head and, extend that to the project team, extend that to an office, hey, it didn't work over here. This really worked well in our project in New York City. Well, how does that connect to your project in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right? Take that lessons learned and share it. So those are all these kind of next level kind of approaches to technology and design and construction. Then on the other side, the bundles that we saw were strategic deployment of VDC, right? How does that affect it from a project management standpoint and the way teams are put together? So, hearing from leaders at Gilbane, McCarthy, and Arup, right? Those three, along with Johnny Fortune, who's going to package it up from NIBS and talk about standards, you know, how are they engaging with their project teams and the leaders to execute on this? And then the last one, actually, Alex and I are doing, and it's about, you know, model writer alliance. And Alex and I have worked together this and my previous experience being on the design side, working with McCarthy and, you know, seeing the need to push that the model is something worthwhile and it doesn't need to come down to a disclaimer after the fact. Hey, sure, you can have the model, but, you know, don't rely on it, the set of drawings. And it's not that we need to jump from, you know, zero to 100 and say the model is the end all single source of truth that'll define everything or get rid of paper. But let's start building a reliance on portions of it. What's the low hanging fruit? And I think, you know, even the dusty conversation with walls, you know, we've talked about that in other presentations. I know I did one with Megan Higgins from Whiting Turner. And we just said, what's the, you know, if a builder asks the designer, can I rely on these walls? That, you know, the idea is that the designer thinks like, well, it's not my responsibility to frame it out and show every stud and, you know, have the headers and the, you know, everything in there. That's what you're asking from me. No, it's like, well, no, they're really just asking, is the wall in the right spot? Can I trust where it's at in the model? So I can use a tool like Dusty or something else. And that's where, you know, we have these preconceived notions and we've been burnt in the past and someone's out to get you, but, you know, being able to rely on something provides that efficiency, but you have to have that conversation. You got to map it out. So it's going to be really great. And then there's other VDC sessions that are going to be, there's other tech sessions throughout the conference that'll be there too. So while we're taking a really focused half day deep dive into all this, there's also going to be a scattering of those through the main conference, which is great.
Yeah, I think that's awesome because it's a great thing to have it set up ahead of time, but it's, you know, leads us right into what the conference and the expo are going to be about is integrating what we're doing into that. So it'll be scattered mm-hmm. throughout there. There'll be other sessions around it, but a little bit of focus before we go. We know we need to do that, but now let's dive in. And by the way, if you were on the fence about coming to DBIA, come and see the VDC Leadership Exchange, be a part of that. And I think the rest of the ride is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I'm really stoked for the conference and expo. You're starting it off with Duncan Wardle, 25 years at Disney. If you guys don't know the story of Disney and their approach to innovation, it should be your playbook for how you're looking at innovation and construction. They went ahead and did it for us ahead of time. and we just don't... We're not great in this industry at looking to other industries for leadership in those areas, but I'm looking forward to Duncan telling the story of how Disney's approached this, because it is about integrating innovation and a culture into your company. It's not about having a VDC department or an innovation department or a group of people who, hey, will they do that? Oh, we're in a meeting and we're talking innovation. Hang on, let me get my people. That's not how this works, right? So talk a little bit about what folks are going to learn at the conference and sort of the focus for the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've really set up a series of different tracks that are engaged. So, you know, we have topics about, you know, risk and reward. You know, we have this whole team approach, and intermingled in those, like I said, we do have some other VDC sessions that are going to fall into case studies. We have a, you know, one that's a big, you know, a big project down in Fort Lauderdale, their convention center. I think one of the great things about so many of the presentations at DBIA is, you know, we talk about collaboration, we talk about this whole team approach, but we execute that at the conference. And there are always great panel discussions that have diverse panels, right? You know, having owners, having a builder, a designer, a trade partner, whatever it may be. And we're going to see that come through. So while we have maybe a little bit more of a focus or process conversation before the conference, now we're going to see the execution of things on projects and where was not only the successes, but where were the challenges? Because let's face it, right? We all learn more from when we stub our toe. You know, that's where we learn. That's how we grow. That's where the opportunity is. So it's just as much about celebrating the wins and successes as sharing the challenges and the pain points. So as an industry, we can collectively get over those and move forward.
Yeah, that's one of the unique things that I found last year. I got to go for the first time to DBIA's conference last year, and I go to a lot of conferences and we pat ourselves on the back and we talk about, you know, we do these case studies on these big wins, these awesome, they came in just under budget, no punch list. And I'm like, great. What am I learning here? And I sat in so many where people were transparent about the problems. You know, it wasn't like, oh, here's 9 failed projects. Like we don't have a tendency to fail at that level in construction. It's not a good business model. You probably can't afford to show up if that's your business model. But it was like, hey, look, here's the project, and here's where we really ran into problems, and we're just going to sit here as a group and talk through those problems. And you have, you know, practitioners in the audience from every side asking a question from their perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm an owner. When you run into this kind of problem, what question should I ask? Yeah. That was one of the ones for me. I had an owner from a small municipality that was there, that was in a room, a problem got referred to, and I was looking at her and she was like, it didn't answer my question. I'm like, ask your question. She raises her hand. She goes, well, in the future, what could I ask a team that would help them in that situation? And I was like, and everybody jumped all over it. Like the panelists were jumping on top of each other to answer the question. Yeah. And that's the uniqueness of this type of conference.
Yeah. I was saying, that's one of the great things is having owners there. Right. So if you're a practitioner and an owner says, this is what I'm looking for, now you're better suited to respond to that next project. And it's not necessarily that particular thing, right? There's learning opportunities all over the place. It's not just from the presenters, it's from the conversations and the networking that happens, you know, at the event. And having those multiple perspectives, like you said, are really the opportunity to learn.
Yeah. And a couple of other things. I mean, you got a lot of tracks running. So I think there's 5 total tracks running for folks. We hit a couple of them already. I love Deal or No Deal. You know, this is one of the tracks that's based on decision-making. If you know, I have been studying and a fan, or I would say, I don't know if I'm a fan of decision-making at this point. I've realized how many of them we have to make on a regular basis and how really bad, not as an industry, but just as like humans, we have been at the decision-making process and what it takes to go into it. So I'm excited for that one. And, you know, growing design build is about winning. And there's a whole track on winning work and how to approach it and how to win. And hey, make money. Like, wow, there's an opportunity here for all of us to win and make more money at the same time. Oh, you know, those are just some of the things you're going to see. You know, there's just more beyond the winning work around executing, that there's a focus that we heard at Groundbreak. We've heard it a couple others around the mental health and the wellness and keeping people in our industry. And on Friday, you guys are going to start it off with a good friend of mine, Brent Darnell, talking about human to human. And there, you guys had to be, when you were planning this, that had to be, you know, a conscious effort. So talk a little bit about what DBIA is focusing on and why you'd bring folks like that in and connect it to the things that Groundbreak and others at Procore are doing with Get Construction Talking.
Yeah. I think that is big. And like I said, it's specifically a Groundbreak and seeing what Fred Mills, did, who's a, you know, great presenter, and, you know, his engagement and presentation with Michael Phelps talking about mental health and, you know, the importance and where the construction industry sits, unfortunately, within that aspect of the workforce, right? The, you know, the rate of suicide and mental health challenges and being able to talk and move forward. It's important, right? We're talking about teaming and collaboration. How do you help your partner on a project, right? You know, being able to ask, is everything okay? So, you know, Brent's going to be talking about that. It's not only about mental health. It's not only about well-being, but, you know, how are we dealing with the transitioning workforce that's in there? Those challenges are all over the place, right? You know, certain people, you know, there's a migration of people aging out and retiring and trying to get skilled and talented labor. And that's not just on the construction site. That's in the office. It's everywhere. It's a challenge. And how do you retain those individuals? So taking that idea of human to human, taking a little bit different perspective to what we normally have for our industry, and maybe shining a light on something that's not commonly discussed, as you know, we hear about. So it'll be another great perspective, right? We talk about innovation the first day, and then we're talking about that human connection on Friday, which is really great. So having those multiple keynotes will be really good and provide a, you know, a well-rounded approach to, you know, what we're seeing in the industry.
That's what I like about this. We're going to hit on a little bit of everything. And if you guys don't know Brent Arnell, then you haven't been listening to the Pause for the Cause, because he happens to be on there. He happens to be an old friend. And he brings a really unique opportunity for people to just see themselves in what's going on. And I think that connects really well. Too much of what we talk about doesn't connect to what we do day to day. We have to connect it. Design build isn't just working because it's a different delivery model. It's because actual teams have a better experience, right? This whole thing is about people having a better experience across the board with their projects that makes them want to go back in. I've been saying this since I got here. Why do we finish construction jobs exhausted, laying on the ground going, "Phew, I got that done. Well, let's do it again." Like, that is not a sustainable model. We should be high-fiving. We should be excited. You know, it shouldn't be just the moment that we cut the ribbon that we smile. It should be every time we drive by, and it should be as we chase the next project together. And that should be about our workforce, right? Our people, being healthy, talking to one another. The office, you know, you do BIM and VDC. The office is highly overlooked in that perspective. I had my eyes open to it by the boys over at Construction Brothers. Steel detailers, people doing the drawings are under almost as much pressure on a regular basis. So this isn't just about your field folks. I want you to focus heavily on the field. They experience a lot more than most because of some of the inherent dangers and realities of what they do. But don't walk by the office and the VDC office where the light's been on since you left the night before and it's on when you get there in the morning. You might want to ask a few questions about, hey, why? You know, connect that human experience to it. So super excited to be there. And then Expo Hall, yep. We get to go shopping. and this was unique to me, man. I do a lot of conferences, right? And there's usually like a little tech area, a little tech vendor thing. And I'm walking through and look, let's be honest. I know most of the folks. This is much bigger. Your expo floor has shopping of all types. Mm-hmm. Looking and I'm being a little facetious when I say shopping, because, well, you know, I like to joke around a little bit, but it's truly like a place for you to learn about things, not beyond technology. They are technology. They are innovations, right? They're material innovations. Talk a little bit about, you know, that floor and what's going on.
Yeah. You know, one thing, you know, on the tech side, we right now are at about over 35 technology vendors, which has grown from last year. You know, we still got, you know, 3 weeks to go. So we'll certainly see more. So it'll be a good opportunity to look and see and, you know, engage with leaders like Join and others that'll be there. And, you know, I think one of the things you talked about being unique is there's not a tech space. You know, it was a very conscious decision that we had to say, well, if we put all the tech stuff in one corner, even if we put it in the middle of the room, it's only going to be the tech people that are going to go into it. We want somebody to stumble across it, right? So let's say you might be talking to somebody who does, you know, prefab wall partitions. And then the next booth over, you're talking to Revisto about how to coordinate. And then you go down a little bit and you're talking to McCarthy or Gilbane about how they're approaching design build projects. Then you're talking to Jeff at Join. So it's about, you know, seeing something and, you know, what sparks that interest of, it doesn't have to be technology. It's, hey, how can we have better cost control, right? You know, oh, what is Join? Maybe I haven't heard of that. You know, oh, we're talking about target value design. Yeah, that's, I'm an estimator, right? What, how do we need to, what do we, there's a way to do this better. that's the opportunity that we set up. But, you know, we have, you know, partners on the design build side. We have, you know, fabricators who are there. We have student organizations. We have our design competition there. So there's that next generation that you can go network and find, you know, those, you know, those rock stars who were there and get it, right? Those are the people that you want on your next round of your job. So it's a pretty diverse audience, and there's a lot of opportunities to learn.
Yeah. Some of my own learning last year was watching my good friend Damien, who I had over, Damien Hamlin from McCarthy, and Alex doing
the pool planning.
Doing pool planning in the middle. I mean, how many places do you go where not only could you do that, but like you do it, they did it a couple of times on the expo floor, and it was hard for me to get a picture, and I had to go be there ahead of time when it started. Cause you know, so that's the uniqueness. And I, you know, where I was sitting, I had some different types of material folks across from me. I had fastener groups around the corner. I was like, this is a fascinating place to walk around and experience innovations. And then you're right. Like I was like, walking through and I go, oh, hey, look, Hilti's here. Oh, and they brought FieldWire with them. Cause you know, if y'all don't know, Hilti bought FieldWire and is really integrated into what they're doing. And, you know, I got a chance to look at that in kind of context. So such a cool place to go and experience. And then, hey, look, I love a good party. And you're big on moving around with the chapters. And so if you're a chapter member, there's a lot of chapter events going on in the after hours. There's a lot of meetups going on. So great opportunity for everybody. You know, what when you're looking at this, I mean, obviously you're in the programming space of it all. So it's probably pretty daunting and getting a little exciting before you get there. But what are you looking forward to once the delivery happens? What's your nugget of choice this year?
Well, I mean, selfishly, I'm looking, one of the things that we're going to have, I'll bounce back to the VDC thing, because at the end of the day, we have, you know, our forums, right? DBIA has historically had a practitioners forum and a separate owners forum where those groups are discussing their challenges and we have kind of a topic moderation. So what we're going to do at the end of the VDC leadership exchange before we go to the, you know, networking reception and continue the conversation is we're going to have an hour. We're going to recap what we had for the day and have a discussion, like what was valuable for people? What were the challenges? Like maybe somebody will call bullshit on somebody and be like, no, there's no way. So-and-so had this. We need to keep having that conversation. Or how did you pull this off? Right. That gives the audience that feedback. That's what's going to allow myself and my colleagues at DBIA to help push this forward and really hear what it is. So I'm really interested in what that conversation is going to be at the end of the day and see how people are responding. I like the expo floor, you know, there's the sessions I already got earmarked to go to, but you know, just getting out and networking with people and hearing what they have to say, having fun with them at Topgolf at the party. And then, you know, seeing the people who are, you know, receiving the awards, at the awards dinner, you know, anxious to announce, who will be receiving the Best in VDC award. This is another year that was another new thing that we brought in to really see who's advanced the use of technology. And, you know, we've had to modify our questions the last couple of years to kind of, you know, get beyond, I used a cloud collaboration software and we wrote a BIM execution plan, but, you know, to start, you know, getting the feedback of, you know, how people are responding to this, but getting tangible benefits, like, right, what were the quantifiable outcomes that you saw in, you know, leveraging technology? And now we're starting to see that and, you know, see the, you know, the people that have been, you know, awarded for that and ultimately who wins the prize. So those are all going to be great things that'll be coming around in a couple of weeks.
I'm looking forward to it. I love a good awards dinner. I love hearing who gets announced and watching them, you know, seeing how proud they are. So I've seen this across the year. And it, you know, it's great for us to recognize those folks and to look at the areas of innovation, look at the areas of change and delivery and celebrate them. So, and man, I love a good open hour conversation for people to come together. of all walks and talk about, you know, what's working, what's not working. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be pretty easy if you guys want to get involved. If you're listening in, it's going to be real short. It's coming right up around the corner. So go to dbia.org. It's right there. You can get into the VDC leadership. You can get into the conference and expo. I kind of recommend you do them both. If you get there, come and see me. I will be wandering around and I will be out there having a great time. And Brian, I look forward to seeing you, man. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for stopping into the show and talking about this awesome conference.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'll look forward to seeing you at the event.
All right. Thank you for tuning in today to Geek Out for our interview with Brian Skripak. To read all our news stories, to learn more about our guests, and to listen to this show, visit thecontechcrew.com. This is the Contech Crew signing out. Until next time, enjoy the ride and geek out.